Kennard's Storage King, these guys are going bananas, but now people are buying Storage. Billy has bought Storage, and we're going to talk about why Billy bought Storage.
Good morning.
Billy Drury, good morning to you.
How are you? It's a fabulous Monday.
Billy, the old man wrapped up in a young man's body.
Good morning. Yeah.
How are you today, bud?
Yeah, great. Talking about storage. Storage wars.
Storage. Storage. What did you do on the weekend quickly?
I did a swim. I did a little bit of spa and a steam room.
Whoa. I went to Costco and Bunnings.
Storage.
And I did find out that Bunnings is number one on the weekend list for Australians.
Yeah, wow. Doesn't surprise me though.
Yep. It's a serious pastime for people, and I did a little bit of that. Although I did it with my brother-in-law, and we walked every aisle in Bunnings, which I sort of liked as much as I didn't like. But anyway, this, guys and girls, this is a really interesting topic because lifestyles have changed. People, the trend of, I guess, smaller blocks of land and I guess apartment living is clear. The necessity for storage, be it for a car, be it for moving a house, improving your existing living in your existing property, is massive. And institutionally, your Bunnings, your Storage King and your Kennards guys have really picked up on this. And you're starting to see these huge storage centres pop up all over Sydney the last 5 years. Now, what we're also seeing, which is even more popular, is instead of renting it, people are saying, I will buy it for myself, or I will buy it and rent it out. So we're going to dive into that today, and over a 5-minute interval, we're going to tell you everything you need to know, in and out, real quick.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, first of all, I think this is a category where people don't even know about, so you can't buy what you don't know. And I think if people had the numbers side by side and they were looking at a long-term rental or a purchase, it would stack up to get into your own place. So it's pretty exciting. We've got a site that we're looking after at the moment in Allambie, French's Forest, and it looks a little bit like that one at the top photo. They are big as well. So like, people think a storage unit and think 2-3 square meters like a storage cage. These are, you know, these are like top photo there.
Yeah, that one there, right there. So you can see there, you can see these particular ones are two-story. So they're 5.4 meter high ceilings. Now, a couple of things I'm going to handle this by way of when someone calls me, exactly the top five questions that I get asked. And Billy, because you've actually purchased, I'm going to ask you those questions. So Billy, what are storage units? How big are these things? I don't get an idea.
From 22 square meters. So your average like garage would be about 14, 15 square meters. So it's basically one and a half, you know, in size, but double height. So you put a mezzanine in or you put some shelving in, you have the capacity to double that floor space. Very, very smart. So they're big. They're meant for, you know, deliveries. They're meant for vehicles of all kinds. You can put car stackers in them. They're commercial grade.
Okay, so I do have to say to people, when you're looking at storage, you've got cubic meters on the ground, as in how long and how wide, cubic meters are just as important because that's your height. So you're effectively doubling the size of your units. Now, Billy, do they make capital growth? Because you've bought one, so I want to, you know, deep dive.
Yes. We we've got the numbers, not just an opinion, but a fact that they've made capital growth as much as 40-50% across other sites, same builder, same product, very successful. And what I love about that is it performs just as strong as the residential side of things in the same years. So very strong.
So I've put this together here because you can see that. So generally I found they've actually performed better than residential units. So over a 10-year period, more than double. Over a 5-year period, 50%. They do make money. So how much are you buying it for? What did you buy yours for?
$198,000.
Yep. Okay. What is it rent for? Are they hard to rent out?
No, the demand's there because these things are the best of the best. These things are the best of the best. Like your companies are taking them on, you know, small businesses are taking them on, people looking for, you know, space to put toys are taking them on. So, you know, widely appealing. They rent for about $270-$300 a week, about 7% return. And we are you know, can't get them quick enough. There's just not enough supply.
That's unbelievable. So the rent's good. The capital growth is good. The price is low. It's technically still a property. How much are the strata levies?
Strata levies are maybe about $600 a year. Very, very low. Because you share...
Yeah, so...
You share, you know, good... you know, there's good numbers in the building. So you share, you know, low strata benefit.
And I guess as an investment, it's nice, you know, having to replace kitchens, bathrooms, paint and carpet like with an apartment. You're in a high capital growth area, so you can actually buy at a low price in Sydney, but a good area in Sydney, which I love because that helps you with your capital growth. Now I see some people funding it with super as well. I think, did you do that?
Yeah, so you've got the opportunity to purchase with your superannuation. That's, I think, brilliant because you can actually buy yourself, you know, time if you're looking at a brand new project where you can use just 10% deposit and then price lock your property and top up your super as you go through. So that's exactly what, you know, clients are doing in this case. They're finding the property, they're financing it with a small deposit, and then they're worrying about the repayments in 2 to 3 years whilst they're continuing to save and top up.
What do you mean by price lock?
Once you exchange, you've price locked your property. So even if the property market, you know, improves, strengthens, prices go up, which they tend to do throughout the build anyway, because you're buying in that stage one prior to construction. A bit of price incentive there from the developer. There's no change on price at the end of the project. You know what you're getting from the
what now? You put a deposit down of $19,800. You're settling in 2 or 3 years. Do you have to pay any more along the way?
Negative.
No, like interest. Are there any interest repayments to, you know, pay along the way?
Absolutely nothing. No interest, no mortgage, no finance stress. This didn't. Another reason I really like this is it didn't impact on a personal, you know, lending power. So it's completely separate to entities. If you have hopes of, you know, doing other business ventures or other personal ventures, you don't have to worry about that when it's, you know, in your super. Completely separate.
Okay, so it rents well. It has good capital growth. It's some people are even buying these things in their super. They're $198,000, the one that you bought. It's the cheapest property on Northern Beaches. What are the other concerns that you had when buying? So I guess you could also say what do buyers ask me when they're buying it. I think spatially. Oh, I do have to say something to consider about these guys is when you're looking at storage, people often think you're putting your car into a lift or your trolley into a lift. If you've got a storage unit that you can drive your car up to, it has a proper garage door, you can reverse your boat into it. That is way superior than having to go up a lift. So another thing as well, ground floor. I like your ones because they're ground floor. So often ones that I've sold, they're on level two, level three with vehicle access, but you have to corkscrew up the building to get to your, to get to yours. Yours are all on one plate. You can get a vehicle and a trailer all the way through.
It's really important because that you pretty much rules in or out who you can, you know, who you can service with these, with these vaults. So factor in if you're going up car lifts and things like that, you could half your rental return. You got half the prospective tenants.
And Billy, you're feeling nervous and you're feeling excited. Which one more?
To begin with, nervous. Now excited. It was all the unknown to me. So it was nice to be coached through the process. I think being local and being able to drive and look at other sites was the biggest thing that put my heart at rest.
Seeing the success of the other ones, I think, right. Okay.
Yeah, and going up and visiting it, because until you've seen one in person, you're always going to assume it's like a normal car space. It's far from the truth. These things are impressive. These things have got internet in them. They've got lighting in them.
Yeah.
Some have mezzanines in them. These are
big. They got high amp. They got their own high amp power. You can put car. I've seen people triple stack cars in some of them that have the height, or double stack cars, you know, because they got the hoist. I've seen them put mezzanines all the way through the middle. So it's like another ceiling all the way through, so they can utilize that second story better. Very interesting stuff. Bill, thanks for your time today. Everyone, hopefully we helped you about storage. This category is not going away, so much so realestate.com and Real Commercial have introduced the category as a click down on their portals now on Real Commercial. So that's it's a category that's being recognized now. It's not going away. It's making money and people are loving it.
There you go. Cheapest property on the northern beaches.
Cheapest northern beaches. See you guys. Have a great Monday. Have a great week. Thanks, Bill.